Well, here we are, break number 20. Let's continue with some more SDA, Seventh-day Adventist teachings. And I want to get this done because I don't want to get caught up into this. Well, let me show you what's wrong with Mormonism, what's wrong with Seventh-day, what's wrong with JW, what's wrong with Lutherans and their baptism and their communion, what's wrong with Methodists, and what's wrong with Baptists and their baptism and their Lord's Supper, and you know. But I do want to point out one more day of this stuff, if I can get all this in here, because we have the news media saying that we have a presidential candidate who's a Christian running for office. So I just want people to realize, if you get a chance to talk to somebody, just drop them a couple of these things, you know. Here's another one. Let's keep going here. Adventism, there we go. Sabbath keeping will be the test of obedience during the Great Tribulation. Well, see, like I finished number 19. These guys are preparing to go through the tribulation. Well, that's good because they're going to have to, but that's bad because we're preparing people for the coming of the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 6, not Revelation chapter 19. So they think this whole Sabbath keeping issue will be the test of obedience during the Great Tribulation. So there we go. Here's another one of their things here. When a man dies, he does not live somewhere else. He is not in heaven, not in hell, not in purgatory. He is not alive at all, anywhere, in any condition whatsoever. He is dead. And to be dead does not mean to be alive. To be dead does not mean to go to heaven. It does not mean to go to hell. It does not mean to go to purgatory. Indeed, it does not mean to go anywhere at all. It means simply an end of life. And then they talk about, you know, soul sleep and this kind of stuff. So, well, that goes against the scriptures, you know it. We won't take the time to do that study, but that's what they say. Here's one. It's what the title is, Annihilation of the Wicked. Ellen White says, the theory of eternal torment is one of the false doctrines that constitute the wine of the abomination of Babylon. There will then be no lost souls to blaspheme God as they arrive at never-ending torment. No wretched beings in hell will mingle their shrieks with the songs of the saved. That's from the book, The Great Controversy, by the way, if anybody's ever offered to give you one. Take it, show them page 470, ask them if they believe this. Sinners will not live forever. The plain doctrine of the Bible is that the devil and all his works will be destroyed, utterly destroyed. See, now here's the thing. As a young person, which is a few years ago, if I believed that, then I would just live party hardy. Because if I die not being a Christian, according to their teachings, I'm gone. So what's the worry? What's the fear? What's the respect of God? What's the point? So right there, that's totally wrong. How about this one? The big one is Ellen White. You just look at Ellen White. Everybody has their church leader. You know what? Baptists got their Ruckman or their Hiles. They've probably got some new people now. I'm not up to snuff on what's going on out here anymore. You got your Knox, you've got your... everybody's got their big gun when they first started teaching their stuff. What does Seventh-day Adventism believe about Ellen White is the question here. Well, here we go. Ellen White exercised the divine gift of prophecy and that she was raised up by God to guide the development of the SDA movement. Now remember, if you know this at all, the beginning of the Seventh-day Adventist, let's see if I can pull back and find that here, was because of a failure. This guy, where's his name? I just read it here a few minutes ago. Oh, I hate it when I can't find stuff here. Oh, let's see here. Miller, there's his name, Miller. William Miller, a Baptist layman, came to the conclusion in 1818 that Christ would return to earth in the fall of 1844. Didn't happen, he quits and disappears, okay? Now, do you know of any Baptist date setters over the years? And when it didn't happen, they want the Baptist teachings kind of spun around into something different? That's the danger of setting dates for the rapture. Now, I have no doubt that Romans 11:22 deals with the rapture when the Gentiles are cut off. But none of the date seekers that I remember ever used Romans 11:22. And it doesn't tell us the date, but it does state what's going to happen and what's going to make it happen when the Gentiles quit listening and are not interested in the goodness of God, which we know, I hope you know this, Paul is the only one that teaches that. So Paul's teaching, you look into a King James Bible rightly dividing to Paul, as simple and understandable as that is, when people are tired of that, oh, let's see, people are really tired of that. Let's see. Even the Paul guys are tired of hearing about this manner of life. They just want to find these other preachers and teachers to tickle their ears and teach them some interesting stuff about history, about Old Testament, contradictions in the Bible, how they're not contradictions. They want to read about this, they want to read about that, but they don't want to learn about the manner of life that Paul teaches, which is exactly what your judgment seat of Christ will be about. It will not be about your Old Testament knowledge, your gospel knowledge. It will not be about when your church got started. It will not be about that stuff. It will be about your walk. Romans 2:16, Jesus Christ is the judge, but he'll be using Paul's teachings, Paul's doctrine. That's what ought to be taught in our churches. But anyway, how do I get onto that thing? That's because William Miller flaked out and Ellen White took over. What a girl. Okay, let's see here. Adventism believes Ellen White received inspired revelation from God. They believe Ellen White was an inspired commentator. Boy, there's a good one. They believe Ellen White's writings are immortal and invincible. They believe Ellen White's writings for universal and timeless application. They believe her writings are a telescope which enlarges the vision of God's plan. They believe all who truly trust and obey the Bible will accept Mrs. White's visions as from the Lord. Oh, I tell you. They revere and obey Ellen White's writings. They believe God's blessings follow the proportion of one's loyalty to Ellen White's writings. And they believe that all of Ellen White's writings must be accepted as authoritative revelation. They accepted only Ellen White as a modern prophet in the providence of God, they say. So, do you know anybody like that in the churches today? I do. So, this is nothing new to take an individual person and follow them. Oh, wait a minute. We look to Paul. Well, that's understandable. That's scriptural. The scriptures tell us to look to Paul. The scriptures don't tell me to look to Ellen White or Dr. or J. Vernon, or Charles, you know, or Mike, Paulson. No, I'd not to be followed. And we'll talk about that here. Another one of these breaks coming up, by the way. Something else that the SDAers get into is investigative judgment. And you'd have to read about that to try to get a good grasp on it. But Jesus Christ entered the heavenly Holy of Holies to begin investigative judgment of the records of those who have professed salvation. Christ was already judging. Nothing is said about the judgment seat of Christ. Seventh-dayers live in fear, I would think. Or they live in high mightiness conceit, which is what Paul says people do if they don't understand the Jewish thing in Romans chapter 11, 25. But they must live in fear if they truly believe. So they're willing to work hard and fight hard to do the right thing. So this Ben Carson might make a good president because he believes he needs to do the right thing. But if you vote for him because he's a Christian, you're wrong. I guess he might make a good president. Can't get any worse than we've got. Which, by the way, I just have to say this. Everybody gets so down on President Obama. But, you know, it takes a Congress and it takes people to elect this guy. So it's not all just the president messing up here. Okay. It's just irritating because he gets away with it so easily. Ben Carson going to do any better? Well, if he does, it's not because he's a Christian. And God isn't going to bless the nation because we have a Christian in the presidential office again, because he is not a Christian. Wouldn't surprise me if he does get in, because we need to have somebody in there that would bring this country closer to the coming of the Antichrist, to help these people stand strong for the coming of this tribulation. In the meantime, Romans 11:22, we're going to be out of here one of these days, one of these years, who knows when, but anyway. Oh, let's see here. What else we got here? I guess that's enough to do. We got time. That's 10 minutes. That's plenty. These past 19 and 20s have to do with JW. Well, let's do something different in break number 21.